Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, who believe that what I've spoken to you by the Lord will be fulfilled. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to the town of Judah, where he entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in her voice and said, Most blessed are you among women, and blessed the fruit of your womb. And now that this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me. For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in the womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord will be fulfilled. And Mary said, My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has worked with favor on his holy servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The mighty has done great things for me, and holy his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help to the help of the servant Israel. First, we can remember his promise of mercy. The promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The visitation of our Heavenly Mother to Elizabeth give us a good example of helping the labor in need. She was just pregnant, but she was aware his cousin Elizabeth was pregnant also, so went through all the way from Galilee to Jerusalem to visit her cousin. The Holy Spirit worked when they meet. Elizabeth praised the Heavenly Mother for what he has done, believing God's will. And Mary the same, also with humility, he proclaimed the glory of the Lord working in her. Humility means to accept what God has done within us. Many times we receive the grace of God. In the heart always praise the Lord. We are all loved by the Lord in a different way. But we have believed that God loves us immensely, individually. That's not for our Heavenly Mother. Whenever there is need, just go ahead to help, give a helping hand to people in need. It's not always easy because we have our own need also. If open heart, our Heavenly Mother encourages to go out of ourselves to love like you unconditionally. We know that the Holy Spirit is also in us. Let us live in the Spirit of the Lord and with the Holy Spirit, whatever we are doing, just like
God, Heavenly Mother, give us strength like you to reach those people in need. Let us offer our life, give every person, woman, and Mary, whatever she did, just go ahead. If the Lord, everything is possible.